How many of you make good stew? Oh, Uncle Eddie makes good stew. Besides the right ingredients, what probably is the more important ingredient?
Love.
Love? Good. Can you make stew in 2 hours?
Yes.
Can. Or is it better to make stew that you eat maybe a day later? We're going to be talking about a real story about making soup, making stew. And this one guy spent a lot of time over that pot, stirring it and tasting it. It must have tasted very good. But just like the stew was stewing, his heart was stewing too. Yeah? But the story goes back a little bit further. You know, the twins' father died long time before this. He was 175 years of age. I don't want to live to 175. But anyway, he died at a good ripe old age. It says his vigor was unabated. And God says, okay, enough already. Go home. Come home. So now the blessing, the line of blessing goes to the next generation. And it involves a twin. Now, probably Esau, and I'm going to call him Red. And Jacob, I'm going to call him Cheetah. Cheetah. Not the kind animal cheetah, but I'm going to cheat you. Okay? So, really, the last time that Red and Cheetah really were civil to one another was at the funeral of their father. Because the Word of God in Genesis 25 says, they took Abraham to the cave of Machpelah. I don't know where that is. A burial ground that Abraham bought way, 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 way back. And he said, I want you to bury me back there next to my wife. So they did. After that, things began to fall apart. Red was Red, and Cheetah was Cheetah. Before I tell you the rest of the story, I want you to be asking the question, what did God say to Rebekah? Because, you see, when Isaac married Rebekah, he was already 40 years old. And the Word of God says that for 20 years, they never had children. Never had children. Isaac prayed. And finally, God opened Rebekah's womb, and she conceived. But then, they were running around inside, Red and Cheetah. They were running around inside, bang, bang, bang. How many carried twins and went bang, bang, bang? All right from the get-go, they were at each other. Okay? And so Rebekah now prays and says, oh God, what is going on with me? You bless me with being pregnant. I'm going to deliver. But man, I'm having a tough time carrying this one. Maybe she thought there was only one. Okay? But God says, no, Rebekah, you've got two nations growing inside of you. Two nations. They're going to be different boys. They're going to be twins, but they're going to be different. In fact, Rebekah, and of course, you know, the wives have to tell the husbands, yeah, that the revelation came to Mama. Mama is told. The end result is that the younger will be the chief, and the older will serve the younger. That's the way it's going to be. So the question is, did Isaac and Rebekah know the will of God? Okay? All those years. Okay? Now, they're older. They're different natures. And as you saw in the clip, Esau Red was the hunter. He was the outdoor guy. I mean, loved to be outside. And Cheetah, it says he was a calm man. You could even translate that. He was a sedentary man. Okay? He stayed close to home. He was a good cook. He made good stew. But one day, as he was making stew, but he was stewing inside. And as soon as Red came in, Red said, "I'm hungry! Give me something to eat." "Oh, that stew smells so good, Cheetah. I want some." And because Cheetah was already stewing inside. Now think about it, how quickly he answered, right? If you were making food, stew, we folks, when somebody said, "Oh, I'm hungry," and you have something cooking, what do? You give them, right? You give them, right? But no, Cheetah, the first thing out of his mouth said, "Give me your birthright. Give me your birthright. Give me your place, because Daddy is supposed to give the one with the birthright double everything. Money, property, everything physical." The number one son always got double. Okay, give me. I don't know how long Red thought about it. But in the end, guess what happened? You saw the video. Glug, 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 glug. Okay? And Cheetah got the birthright. But the story doesn't end there. The story doesn't end there. Because if you jump a couple of chapters, the story continues. Because not only does Cheetah cheat his broom brother out of the birthright, now comes the second part of it. Invoking God, asking God to bless so-called the number one son. But really, Cheetah got the birthright. Okay. And you know the story very well. Now, you also notice how parents pair up. Yeah? And I'm going to ask you the question. Parents, for some of us all over already, but those of you that are young still, ask yourself this. Are you going to get a good result when you start playing favorites? You don't have to answer that. I hear murmurs already. Okay? Isaac said, "Oh, I honor for venison. I like eat venison." So he goes to his favorite. Who's that? Red. "Red, go catch one deer." I don't know exactly what. I am assuming that it's some kind of deer, some kind of antelope. Okay, so he said, "I want to eat of what you fix before I give you God's blessing." Okay? So he goes. And the story is that Rebecca overhears everything. Ladies, Do you like to hear what's going on? Huh? You like to hear what's going on? Sometimes we hear the wrong thing, yeah? Or we want to get involved. And Rebecca wants to get involved. Okay? Now, let's go back to Isaac and Rebecca. Did they both hear God saying to them, who will serve whom? Who was going to be number one? And the answer had to be, of course they did. But as you think about how they reacted and how they chose, they both did something that we typically do, but they did it in a different way. So Red goes hunting. And so Rebecca says, you know, Daddy says he's going to die. And he's waiting to have his last meal. So hurry up. Hurry up. He's going to bless Esau. But I want you to go in and go get the goats. Go get the goats. Let me come back and let me fix it up. And I want you to take it in. But the boy says, Ma, I'm not Red. I'm Cheater. I'm Jacob. I'm a smooth man. No more hair. No more hair. Red has plenty of hair. He smells like the outside. I smell different. He going to catch me. And I'm not going to get the blessing. I'm going to get a curse. Watch out your words, because Rebecca said, don't worry, boy. Listen to me. If he pronounces the curse, let the curse be upon me. When you start reading the story of this family, you're going to find out, be careful what you say before God. But anyway, as the story goes, you remember that story? So Mama fixes everything all cool. She puts some skin that's rough feeling with hair on it. Hair over here, tied it on. Put Red's clothes on Cheater. And Cheater goes in and he said, arise, my father, I have brought you your soup. Isaac cannot see, but he can hear. And he said, is it really you, my son, Esau? Yes, my father. He said, it's funny kind. I hear the voice of Jacob. How were you able to go and come back so quickly? Here again, once you start one lie, yeah? What happens? Lie upon lie. He said, I am Esau. And then now he has to lie again. He said, the Lord God won't help me. He didn't say, my mama won't help me. It goes on and on. It goes on and on. Isaac was suspicious. But to make a long story short, he eats. And then he pronounces a blessing upon the younger. And as soon as the younger one leaves, the older comes in with his mess of stew. And he says, arise, my father, and eat. And Isaac says, who are you? I am Esau, your firstborn. And then all of the suspicions that Isaac had in his heart comes to the surface. And in the Word of God says, he began to tremble violently. Oh, your brother has snuck in and cheated you out of the blessing. And now Red begins to wail. He is so angry, upset. He said, isn't he rightly called the cheater? the supplanter, the person who grabs you by the heel, the person who trips you up, he has stolen my birthright. And now he has stolen the blessing. Because Isaac had told, you see, in those days, the father was the family priest, so to speak. Isaac was very close to God. And he could pronounce the blessing. And he gave to the younger son, Cheater, the dew of heaven, he says, and the produce of the land. And nations will bow down to you, and your brothers will bow down to you, etc., etc. So he gave him the blessing. And so, my father, don't you have anything else left for me? And Isaac says, away from the dew of heaven, away from the people shall you go. You will live by your sword, etc., etc. Number one, ask yourself this. Playing favorites. Playing favorites. Did it work out? Didn't work out, did it? In fact, the last time those brothers probably spoke civilly to one another was at Dad's funeral. I pray God that none of you... There's always a chance to mend relationships. I don't know where you are, but I pray God that especially among your siblings, your mom and dad, whoever it is, come to the place where relationships are so, so important. You don't want to break them. You don't want to break them by favoritism. Or following after the pattern of your parents. You know, we as parents have all of, how shall we say, the good intentions of raising our kids right, yeah? But kids have a tremendous ability to observe. A lot of times what we say and what we do, same thing. Two different things, right? Two different things. Isaac loved to eat food. Let's just say he was a physical person. He loved to taste. Maybe he loved life. And his boy, Red, accommodated that. And in one sense, Red was more like his father. And I ask you this morning, are you so anchored in this world that you have a taste more for physical stuff and food than the spiritual stuff that the birthright and the blessing speak of? The spiritual stuff. Let me say that Isaac heard the pronouncement of God that said the older will serve the younger. From baby time they knew. But Isaac chose to eat food by his number one son, and he was going to follow the customs of that day. He was still going to listen to the world and the customs of the world and bless number one son, the older one. Did you see that? We believing folks, people who know the Lord Jesus Christ, are called out of... We still have to live in the world, by the way. We still have to live in the world. But there are always choices to be made. Are you going to follow custom? Are you going to follow what the world tells you should be? Or are you going to listen to God when He pronounces child, this is the way I want it done? Now let's look at Rebecca. If Isaac sinned in that way, Rebekah did too. Guess what happened? See, Rebekah heard God's pronouncement. But her way of dealing with it was, I'm going to use my brains. I'm going to use my ingenuity and my way to get God's blessing. Now, I don't know if they simply obeyed. I don't know how God was going to work it out. But in reality, what happened was their choices produced God's will. So in that sense, we have to look at Isaac and Rebekah and their choices. Each in their own way are telling us, if you know God's will, if He has made a pronouncement, if you have read it in the book, that's His pronouncement. And is custom going to override that? Or if you see a blessing, you want to grab it for yourself rather than waiting for God to bless. Let's pray. Lord God, Scripture, all of Scripture is instructive. And Lord, this is what happened. And we have no business looking down on them. They made choices. And God, in His sovereign will, allowed it to happen according to His pronouncement. For us, O Lord God, You have called us to faith. You've called us to believe in what You said. Forgive us when we continue to follow custom and the normal ways of doing things and expect You to bless. And on the other hand, O Lord God, forgive us when we reach out and try to grab before the time rather than to live and wait in faith for You to bless in Your good time. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.